Next up, we got Kings versus Queens 3 predictions. Let's get it. So listen, bro. Respectfully, it's yours truly. It's Blunts and Battle Rap. It's BNB. Listen, man. They just dropped the Kings versus Queens full card. We all talking about the main event, of course. It's the most talked about. Geechee Gotti versus Jazz the Rapper. But we're not going to get to the main event first because it was the first one announced. Let's get through the whole card. We got Surf versus Vixen the Assassin. We got DNA versus Official. We got Aver versus Yoshi G. And then we got a couple battle. We got our URL first couple battle. Now, We Go Hard. I want to go on record to say We Go Hard did this first. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not trying to get clout for We Go Hard, but at the same time, I'm just saying, if URL be like, URL had the first couple, we had the first time you ever seen a battle rap couple battle each other on the URL. No. Dandy and Miss Myers done it on a platform, I believe. Women, they haven't, but they should have, but they haven't yet. And, We Go Hard. Ishmoola versus Furious Style, his girl. Bruh, that was fun. That was a good battle. She had, like, bruh, that, we moving crack in the streets like an earthquake. That shit was hard. You know, moving, because, you know, yeah, that shit was hard. Furious Style was fire. Ishmoola was on her tail, though. And they kept going back and forth, and then they kind of just tagged up. Like, it was fire. It was fire. But this ain't gonna be that, though. Nah, this ain't gonna be that, though. I like how First Lady was talking to him in the trailer. She's like, bruh, no one has been able to watch your process closer than me. I know exactly how to battle you. And he's like, and no one has known your process closer than me. She's like, no, I know where you fuck up at. I know where you could be better at. And like literally, I like this. Like, it's like a husband and wife talking to each other. Like, they literally just having a conversation, and it's fire. It ain't a lot of rah rah between them. It's just like, bruh, I'm about to show you what's up. I'm gonna have to show you, wifey, what's up. I'm about to fuck you up, lady. Oh, my bad. Hold on. No, don't get it twisted. Early predictions for Jackboy May and First Lady Flames, the couple battle. Yeah, we talk about that first. So, Jackboy, let's see. Let's talk about Jackboy's comeback. Jackboy came, his most explosive was when he went up against T-Top. No one thought that he was going to beat T-Top. No cap. No one thought he was going to beat T-Top. I didn't even think he was going to beat T-Top. I'm like, how? But then again, I got to think about it. It's cool to be an angler, but you got to understand, you're only given 2 minutes. And it's like, how could T-Top construct a full-fledged angle and make it sound reasonable for 2 minutes? Or at least get it crunched down into 2 minutes. Like, he can't even take his time and build up or anything. No, he got to get right to the action. Otherwise, you know, the judge is going to be like, you taking too long. But still, I still feel like T-Top could have beat. I still had T-Top winning. And then Jackboy just bracket buster. Oh, ain't this a mess? This nigga won, and he had one of the most memorable lines of that particular round. He was the one who had the most memorable line where he was like, etching it, stretching. He's like, oh. And then I'm pulled up the bear, and then I'm revving it. Like, yo, it was, he was, bruh. Like I said, Jackboy, and I thought he did well against Cortez, but I felt like took his foot off the gas just a tad bit. Like, I feel like maybe he was just feeding too much into the momentum of the first battle, and I feel like he thought this was gonna be another. Like, he thought he was gonna be able to run. He was gonna be able to walk through T-Top, like he did. He thought he was gonna walk through Bodega like he did T-Top, and he could have if Volt Bodega wasn't a vet. Like I said, he has something to prove this tournament. He had something to prove that tournament. It's not recent. My bad. He had something to prove that tournament, which he didn't fully prove. But he did prove for the first two matches, and then everything else kind of just, well, we saw it. Anyway, for this battle, well, let's talk about who's more lyrical. You know what? Never mind. Because I'm picturing both their flows. Jack Boy's flow, and, like, because Lady Flame, she, like... Okay, let's look to it. Ain't no way this old bitch schooling me. I'm simply not having that. Since I know EMO, I know I have to black. No introduction. What's up, Auntie? I'm not saying the... Like, what's cracking, Auntie? I'm on your ass. This shit dark. Like, yo. Now, of course, she said the other thing, but point was, she was like... I watched that battle multiple times. Her E-Heart is definitely a rewatchable battle. Definitely go check her versus E-Heart. Also, check her versus Emerson. That's what I was trying to get to. Like, ain't it indefinite? How definite that death is an indefinite? I'm letting weapons spit. Like, yo, like I said, both their flows, this could be, like, Lady Flames could definitely know what to do with, she definitely know how to match Jack Boy Flames' flow. She definitely knows how to match his flow. Now, let's talk about Rittens. Well, Jack Boy, he's known, he uses, like, a lot of, he do a lot of songs, shows, like, he do a mixture of things like that, which is stuff that I like to do. But he's like, he will be called an automatopoeia rapper. Like, he does sounds, and he kind of, like, literally, it's more metaphorical would be another way of saying it, too. Like, Jack Boy, he deals a lot of metaphors, but they still hard. They're still bars. Like, be the type of, like, one of my favorite bars, I can't quote it off the top of my head right now. It was fire. But, Rittens, so we discussed Jack Boy main rights. Let's talk about Lady Flames. Lady Flames, like I said, there are a lot of comparisons that says she was the female JC. And then JC, he got so tired of people saying that, he wanted her to have her own spotlight. So he said, let's just battle. So they know for a fact, you are you and I am me. You're not a female me. You're a you. You're Lady Flames, period. And I'm JC, period. That's what JC established in the Kings versus Queens. He was honestly the only one who had to clear his W of the night. He had to clear his W. Everybody else was shaky. DNA had a war with Vixen. And he can't even play like he didn't. And the thing about it was, he was making it seem like she wasn't worthy. And at first, I ain't gonna hold you. I thought she wasn't worthy either. Cause I ain't really seen her battle for it. Like, she did a one joint with Miss Hustle, and I'm just like, okay, that's cool. And I think she did one with Jada Ray, but I'm like, other than that, I'm like, what? Huh? Automatically get DNA? I'm like, what inspired this? And then I saw her work on stage against DNA, and I was like, oh, see. And then when the way she ended the first round against DNA, about the whole Biden and Trump shit, yo, that let me know. I apologize for doubting her, and I also said, now I see why you got DNA. That right there, material, that whole round of material before even DNA got to spit yet, that whole round of material, that right there is exactly why she got DNA. I was like, damn. And then, like, you know, then I saw her other couple of battles, and this, well, wait a minute, hold on, we're not talking about that battle yet, my bad. That's, we're not getting there yet. Predictions for Jack Boy main versus Lady Flames. I gotta go with the lady. Like, it's nothing against Jack Boy. Jack Boy could definitely get crazy on her. But I just feel like Lady is just gonna get even more crazy on him, because for one, people are not gonna expect Lady to get crazy with Jack. Like, I don't know what I you know how the fans be. I'm a fan. I can't speak for all fans, but certain fans. As far as fans like me, we just think we automatically know they're not going to go crazy. I mean, whoa. Okay. I changed it up. Hey, beautiful. That's my daughter in the background. I said that wrong. I was trying to say, fans like me, we already know they about to get crazy. But other fans are thinking like, oh, their boyfriend and girlfriend, they're not going to take it. They're not going to really go hard on each other. They're not going to really want to kill each other. I'm like, yeah, they. This is Jack Boy and Lady Flames. She, anybody they put in front of her, she's smoking shit. Jack Boy has been on, he's been on a comeback. And I like the comeback, bruh. You know, I really, him and Chess. Oh, damn. I forgot. How could I forget? Him and Chess, that was in the band shit. That was the band shit. It was one round. And yo, it was fire. It was crazy. Like, yo, Chess, I feel like Chess could have fought a little harder. Like, I really feel like he could have fought a little harder. Because I think I kind of edged it to Jack Boy. And now, and then Chess went up against Calico at Any Given Sunday. And well, like I said, oh yeah, let me go ahead and address the Any Given Sunday recap. For those who are looking for my the predictions and recap, I did post my predictions for Any Given Sunday, but I did not do a recap because the main event was like they took it from me. Av did his thing, but Danny Myers left Earth. Charlie Clips body Lou Castro. I didn't really see that coming at all. Like, it was bad. But then the main event, we lost the main event. I wanted to see what Vopo Deka was going to do. But, I mean, that battle still, we still going to see it, but it didn't happen that night. And it literally just threw my whole thing left. And I was too lit. I ended up just not recapping. I just said, eh. And then it got too long. And now we're here now. We're at Kings versus Queens. So let's just, I'm just addressing, I just wanted to address it real quick. Let's get back to the, interesting. Sleep support. Wow, they're really thinking of everything at this point. So, but early predictions, I got Lady Flames 2-1 over Jack. Like, writing wise, she could edge this battle, but honestly, I think we could be surprised. Like, bro, we about to see. Like, when you thought, you know, we watch domestic situations all the time, so now we get to see it verbally. We see that all the time too. So this is more of a this is written. It's verbal war, but like between wordsmiths.
Oh, good.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, you want one?
But I got Lady Flames 2-1. Let's keep the event. I'm not sleepy. I'm good. Let's keep it moving. The next one. They got Yoshi G versus Charlie Clips. Charlie just bodied Lou Castro. But then again, as of late, who hasn't bodied that nigga? Like, ever since he got the dub on Arsenal, and then he did okay with Mike P, but then he gets the drugs, drops the ball. Fonz drops the ball. Well, no, it ain't like he dropped the ball. It's just his material really just wasn't there against theirs. Fonz smoked you. Drug smoked you, and now Clip smoked you. It's like, Lou, I think maybe you should chill, rethink these things. Cause you was having some somewhat debatables, and now you getting smoked. But now Clips, Yoshi G. Listen, I've heard a lot of great things about Yoshi G since her comeback. Since she does her thing, she get busy. You know, obviously, you know, because, you know, dot bars. But nonetheless, well, it's obvious Clips is about to, like, he going to do what Drugs did, but he going to do it in a comical way. Like, obviously, he's going to make at least one or two jokes about trying to smash. That's going to definitely be put in play. I feel like since her name is Yoshi, there's going to be at least two Mario bars. There's definitely going to be some Mario bars. You cannot have a name like Yoshi and not get ridiculed. Like, if I'm battling you, your name is Yoshi, I'm thinking of Tekken bars and I'm thinking of Mario bars. just for the, I gotta at least have two of each, and they gotta be, and they're not gonna be like simple, like this person, like da 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 da. Like such and such. No, I like to get creative. I do scheme. Anyway, that's, you guys know. Like I said, we're battle rap fans. As writers, you know, if you watch battle rap and you're a writer, battle rap is really help, like, you know, it really helps you, like, take, really helps you learn how to write in different ways instead of writing just one plain way all the time. That's one reason why I enjoy it. And I've been a fan since high school. Get it. But early predictions for this one? Hell, give me Charlie 2-1. I think Clips can smoke her, but he got at least had one Mario bar. If he don't have a Mario bar, I'm going to be very disappointed. I'm not even going to give him the round. I'm like, Yoshi won. Because ain't no way. Because how are people... Like, I understand it's simple. But sometimes simple, sometimes predictable works. And if a cat jumps me, it's they ass. Sorry, excuse me. My daughter's she got this little...
Ain't no cat looking at you.
I'm just saying, you got that red thing pointed at me, and they like that. And I'm just saying, if they come, they jump.
Ain't no cat here.
There's two kittens right there, though.
They're asleep.
Early predictions for this? I got... Early predictions for this, I was going to go ahead and say, yeah, I got Clips 2-1. Just give me Clips. Yoshi could definitely take this battle, though. I just don't know what she would act, like, how is she, like, what is she going to do with Clips that's going to, like, I don't know. Like, I really, I got, like I said, I don't know. She says she ain't playing with him, though. But what does that mean in Yoshi's case right now? We'll find out after these messages. I'm just playing. So yeah, I got, so far we got it's Lady Flames,
okay,
Charlie Clips. Next battle, we have Averb versus Casey J. On what I'm looking for? Averb want to come back outside for a queen? Bro, sit down. Can you just stay? Can you take your misogynistic ass on somewhere? Like, bro, look, you know what, fine. I mean, it's obvious, Smack booked them already, so this is happening. I'm just like this, if there's going to be some misogyny, can we get some bars? Like, can we get some heavy, like, I don't want just bits and, I don't want just your second round and bits and pieces of it. I want your second round, I want the second round you have for Miss Hustle, I want that with more, just more bar, more trying to attack her. As a battle rapper, like, stop trying to attack, like, bro, the whole, we get it, women had you fucked up over the years, women did some shit to you, we get it, and you let all that out on Miss Hustle, I get that, bro, it's time for bars, it's time to smoke some shit. Hey, bro, if you ain't smoked some shit, listen, okay, people gave you the head ice one. I heard people actually, because I wasn't really feeling that battle. But a lot of people gave you that head ice win. I ain't tripping off that. But I'm going to need more. What you going to do? What are you going to do with KCJ? KCJ, like, when KCJ gets in her bag, you can't really stop her. Like, my nigga, like, when KCJ want to really smoke some shit, she can smoke some shit. When she really want to smoke some shit, trust me. And you being, right, bro, the name, the caliber of the name, right, bro, you're Verb. Like, yeah, you're a misogynistic asshole, but you're still Verb. And it's like, this is huge for Casey. This is really huge. I hope she addresses some of your misogyny in her rounds. And I hope she just, bro, I hope she just verbally assaults you bad. Like, I hope she verbally assassinate you, honestly, for all that shit that you do with Miss Hustle. But for her own situation, not from it. I don't want her to do it for Miss Hustle. I want her to do it for her own situation, just in case she's about to come at her the same way. I even heard what you said at the end of your video when she said she about to beat you. You like, I'm a fuck, like, bruh, you meant to say up, right? But of course he didn't, because she's a female, so he just said, I'm fucked. And then she's like, hella thirsty. Yeah, bruh. You thirsty as hell. Like, bro, you did the same shit with Miss Hustle. In the face off, you just, towards the end, you just staring her down. After you had said all that bullshit to make her, like, bruh, no female wants to be with you after all the stuff you said. I don't know this alpha male thing. I get it. Some of us alphas are different. I don't know why y'all think all, like, 90% of women like that shit. They don't like that shit. Women don't like being talked down to. Women, none of that shit. That shit's not. No woman likes to be treated like shit. I digress. I'm not, like, it is what it is. The point is, you're back outside. You got KCJ. I want wreck. I don't want bullshit. And I speak for all fans when I say I feel like they feel the same way. We don't want bullshit for this one. You gonna smoke KC Smoker. Otherwise, until I can see it with my own eyes, KC 3-0. Yep, I said it. Come and get me, St. Louis's own. I ain't scared of her. I still believe, but I do, but I don't. I gotta be careful because Nelly from St. Louis, so it's like, eh. But I still like what, but I do like what Sue Sir said. The hardest nigga in, let's say, the hardest nigga in Midwest is A-Verb's mother. I still love that to this very day. But nonetheless, doesn't make it true, though. But still nice to hear. It's still funny. Yeah, man. Verb. Prove me wrong. But until I see it with my own eyes, I got Casey 3-0. Casey, smoke his misogynistic dumbass. Next battle. This one's interesting. DNA versus Official? Now, you see how Official was very humble in the beginning. Control that. Like, it's good to be humble, but you gotta smoke DNA. You got to smoke him. We need, like, the same shit she did with Tay Rock, you gotta do that times 10 with DNA. Because DNA not gonna play with you. He not gonna play with you. He don't play with nobody. That's the thing. It's not about if he's gonna play with you or not. It's really about how is he gonna attack you. When DNA say he, to prepare for DNA is to expect the unexpected. And that's the thing. With expecting the unexpected, it still leaves you in mystery. Still leaves you in the dark. You don't know what you're getting from DNA. You just know that he better go first. So at least you can have a way of knowing how to attack back. Because if you go first, oh man. DNA knows how to take rounds from niggas. Well, then with that being said, Official, let DNA set the tone. Please, 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 beautiful Jessica Fisher. Please. I'm sorry, I don't mean to say you government like that, but please. I need you to let DNA go first. I need you to know what you up against. You feel me? But you know, you're a grown woman. You're gonna do what you want to do, and I'm gonna respect whatever decision you make. If you let it go to the coin toss, hey, then we'll just say, then let chance decide. And if chance decide to let you go first, please don't let chance tell you to go first. And I don't mean the rapper. I'm actually talking about chance. I'm scared for you if you go first, Official. I'm scared. DNA ain't the one. I want DNA to go first, so that way you can at least know how to attack. I want you to have some sort of game plan. You may not have the whole game plan. You ain't gonna have the full blueprint, but you at least want to have some notes. At least get some notes. You know, get some old drawings, maybe some old, old architect ideas. You know. Some stuff. Get something. DNA ain't the one. Play with it. I've been liking this whole new DNA. He been really smoking shit. But he's But the fact that he still want Lux to come outside. Leave that alone, D. I don't like it. Because it's not that DNA. Look, I think I've said this before. But it's not that DNA doesn't deserve Lux. Niggas just don't want to see that battle. Like, you deserve looks and then some. But nobody wants to see that. Nobody, like, it don't make sense for real. Like, there's no storyline for real. Like, look, the only storyline is you're just like everybody else. You know, Lux has always been known as the top dog, and all the people of your caliber want the top dog. That's how it be. But it doesn't make sense. It's not an interesting battle. What y'all gonna talk about? He's from Harlem. You from Queens.
We love Brooklyn.
And y'all from y'all different age groups. Like, he don't want to talk. Like, when it, like, bruh, and if you, I don't feel like you should talk to him. Oh, I know where this is going. I already know where DNA's angles. He gonna talk about Lux as a father. He would have. I could see it. I could see that. But look, and then Lux, I don't know how would Lux be able to talk. And Lux, oh, don't come with no father bars for DNA. That'd be weird. That would be detrimental to you. I wouldn't do it. But back to, hold on, beautiful. But back to the, let me get through these predictions real quick.
So, no dad.
Oh, thank you, baby. So who do I have predictions? So I DNA. Okay, I gotta say honestly, you know what? I'm gonna have faith in O. This, I'm gonna make this debatable 2-1 either way. Debatable 2-1 either way. I'm gonna have faith in O. I gotta have faith in O. New Orleans, stand up. Let Lil Wayne channel through her. I'm done. But yeah, so I got a 2-1 either way between DNA and Official. Last two battles. All right, so we got this one. Ooh, Lord. Vixen the Assassin. We was just talking about Pretty Lady. Vixen the Assassin versus All My. Big Homie decided to come outside for a female again. Let's hope lightning doesn't strike twice. Let's just hope lightning doesn't strike twice. Because last time, you know, let me just say the full names. Vixen the Assassin versus The Big Homie. My favorite battle rapper of all, just period. Sue Surf, man. Vixen the Assassin versus Sue Surf. My big homie's outside again for a female. All right, so let's unpack this, as Charlamagne and as his therapist would say. Let's unpack this battle real quick. So we got, my homie just got, he just got into an altercation, you know, that cost him the main event against Bodega. And their battle did not go down because somebody decided, you know, shit sweet, pull up on surfing them and, you know, shit went else. But I don't know, fully know the details. I just know, you know, shit ain't sweet. Don't whatever happens, don't do it ever again. Period. So that battle didn't happen. I wanted to see how bad Cortez is going to get his ass whooped. Yeah, I'm saying his name right now. But I wanted to see how badly Volt Bodega was going to get his ass whooped by the big homie. Or I wanted to see what he had. Like, if he had some really good material, I wanted to be the first one on this podcast right now to talk about it and tell you that he smoked. I said if he smoked surf, I would get on here, be a man of my word, and say, yo, that nigga just smoked the big homie. That's crazy. But since the battle's been postponed, I didn't know what was about to pop out. I thought the big homie was going to relax after this one, after the Cortez joint. But nah, he decided to pick out Vixen. Because Vixen has been making a lot of noise. She got moments. She got she got hella haymakers. What does Surf want with Vixen, though? Like, because like I said, when Surf selection is very weird. It's very unorthodox. Because you can't eat. But one thing I do appreciate about it, it's unpredictable. I appreciate his unpredictability. I don't know who his opponent could be. You don't know who he could choose. But Vixen, that says a lot. Vixen before Volt Bodega. Why not? Oh, man, Vixen before Sirius Jones has been running. I don't even want to get into that, but early predictions? Man, both of them are on a high right now. Both of them are. They both doing great. I just don't want history to repeat itself. Because I saw what he did last female battle. That shit was not, that, I mean, I like some of the shit he did in that battle. But let's be honest, the most fire thing Surf did for that particular event was the face off. The face off was 40. Was look, this is why I've said it already. The three top people in face offs, T-Rex, Surf, and DNA, and not in that order. I'm just saying those are the three people who are undefeated in face offs. You always want to watch a face off with these three niggas. And Surf, when he did that, bruh, he literally, he had a picnic table set up. He had Lunchables across the table between her and 40. He had some wine. Nigga was trying to take, like, bro, I'm like, this is a face off. Y'all not supposed to date? They find out they're both Capricorns. I was weak. I'm like, yo, can we? And 40, she was like, you're the best at this. I have no response for this shit right here. Like, he literally neutralized, like, 40 was going to be rah-rah and everything. He neutralized the whole thing by, like, yo, date time. I'm telling you, only niggas like, only Surf can pull something like that up. I'm trying to tell you. But you didn't, of course, you know, as you get to talking to Surf during the date process of 40, then you start seeing Surf, you know, every time, like, and it's funny that they put that in the trailer. Men NBA and the WNBA. I'm like, oh shoot, I hate when they make that comparison. It's a really rough comparison because, like, the female basketball is they work just as hard as the regular men basketball team. It's just unfortunately the men get the most shine. It's a rough situation, and it's like, dang, they actually gonna make that as a clip. But then again, it kind of shows you the vibe of kings versus queens. The vibe is it's a battle for power. Who's more elite, the queens or the kings in this battle rap shit? That's why I like this shit. But man, out of all females, he go from 40 to Vixen. It's not a step down or a step up. It's in the same, like, it's in, like, it's right in there. Like, that's just, this is my opinion. This is my opinion. 40 may disagree. That's okay. I just feel like Vixen's up there with her at this point. So it's like, for him to just take equal competition as to his last opponent, it's like, I'm hoping. But honestly, yeah. I'm sorry, big homie. As much as I want to bet on you for this battle, I can't. I can't with good conscience. Cause I saw, like, I don't want to hold that shit to you, that 40 shit, but I gotta kind of hold it to you. And you weren't that terrible. It's like you just gave in. Like it's, ah, man, he had some shit too. But yeah, don't do that with Casey. Casey got Verb. Don't do that with Vixen, please. Like, I want you to smoke her. I want you to humble her. Smoke her. Do what DNA failed to do. But until I see it, Vixen 2-1. Yeah, you heard it here first. One of the biggest fans of Surf has got the queen over him. He got to prove me wrong, though, just like anybody else. He can show me different. But until I see it, Vixen 2-1. I give it to Vixen 2-1. I refuse to say 3-0. We're not doing that. There's you know, cool, and then there's crazy. All right, so last battle, the main event. Another one of my personal favorites, and also one of the first females I ever watched battle. Geechee Gotti versus Jazz the Rapper. Or, you know, oh, dang. Why did I think you was an ashtray? You started moving. It started freaking me out. Yo, excuse me. Okay. So, let's talk about it. Let's unpack this one, too. Geechee been talking wreck. He I might let you get around. It's like, that. He's like, you're not going to get around unless I give it to you. He should like, you tell me that's all I would get around is you give it to me? I'm like, yo. Like, Geechee, this is tough. Let's talk about, okay, Geechee's more popular right now. But popularity don't win battles. I spoke too soon. But I will say this. This battle, nonetheless, favorite, throw that out the window. This is, like, Jazz is not Casey. We saw what you did with Casey. That kid in play line, still phenomenal. Still good. However, this is the Bardashian. This is Jazz. When it comes to writing, Jazz got you beat when it comes to the penalty. I get it. I know what he's going to say. He faced JC. He's faced hella pins. But I'm just saying, Jazz, like, I'm just, oh, snap. Oh, dang. I'm sorry. You cannot be here. animal lover over here. All right, so Jazz got the more decent pen. Flow-wise, Geechee has a better flow. To me, Geechee has a better flow. Jazz, when she gets in her bag, she got this aggressive thing now. Like, it's be fire. It be hitting, though. Like, I'm not gonna act like it don't be hitting. It be fire. I don't know, I remember her when she faced K-Profit and faced Shayna Ashley, and just, I remember the bar, she's like, that's what happened when your dogs talk. The Peter Griffin, you know, fire. That's not the only fire bar she ever came up with. That's just one of the ones that I remember from back in those days. But nonetheless, yeah, I saw what she did to Gaddis. And Gaddis, whatever, talk about she boring. Bruh, there was nothing boring about that performance. Nothing. Like, bro, she even addressed the QP situation herself. She addressed it herself. And I was just like, yeah, there's nothing. There was nothing. Gaddis could, like, Gaddis ended up being the boring one that night, low-key. Like, she was, I mean, she had bars and everything, but Jazz, her performance was undeniable. And she had to just say, and she had bars too. And, like, that's another thing. Jazz could rap with women. She could rap with queens, and she could also, like, nah, but at the same time, Still, I already see how Jazz, she's already talking about, like, you know, from the get-go. I know Geechee talking spicy, but I remember in the Ruin Your Day segments where, you know, Jazz was talking to him, like, you know, because, you know, Jazz is technically a vet. Like, Jazz has been in the game longer than Geechee. Like, she's been in the URL longer. She's done way more. Like, he's practically battling a female legend. You damn near call Jazz a female legend at this point. Like, one of the female legends of the culture. Like, she's damn near a legend of the culture. Right up there with K... Well, I don't know. Hold on. Yeah, K-Profit to me, definitely. K-Profit is hella underrated. And then, E-Heart. Whew. E-Heart. Niggas give her so much backlash for her looks, but you can't talk. That pen is bad. Them bars is bad. But who do I got for early predictions? Like I said, Jazz ain't Casey. And it's really hard to count out Jazz. Because for one, Jazz, one of the great things about Jazz, she's not oversaturated. She don't battle often as all the other females. Like, she battles when she wants to. She battles when she wants to. She likes that. You know, she battles when she wants to. And every time she comes out to play, oh, she comes out to play. Man, I tell you. The lady comes out to play. And every time Jazz comes out to play, I mean, honestly, when, last time Jazz really lost, what, official? And then what happened? She lost to Official, and then Official joined her group. Like, but so early predictions. This is where it comes down to the final prediction. I'm a cop out. 2-1 either way. I know. I can't say a clear 3-0 either way. You can't clearly give it to Geechee. You can't clearly give it to Jazz either. I'm interested to what they're going to say to each other. I feel like Jazz is going to try to big homie him a little bit. Like, as far as battle rap wise goes, she's going to try to, like, big homie him. Like, you know, I see you, King, but remember, like, I just thought of a. I think that would be, it would be crazy if she has a chess scheme. I feel like she's going to have a chess scheme for Geechee. And Geechee ain't like, I feel like Geechee, he can rebuttal though. Geechee has learned how, he's been literally working on his craft. Niggas been clowning him lately in some of the battle rap forums and these battle rap groups. So people have been clowning the way he raps and stuff. I'm like, come on, y'all. I get it. It's simple. You can do it. We get on Charlie for the same shit. And Charlie's still popping. So let Geechee be great. If Charlie can be great, let Geechee be great too. We like how Geechee raps. I don't know why niggas trying to act like, oh, my niggas clown, but we like that shit. That real shit. With that being said, like I said, it can go either way. I'm not giving it clearly to neither one of them. I'm interested to see what this is gonna be up to. 2-1 either way. 2-1 either way. So let's go. All right, rough draft. Back. So from the top, I got Lady Flames over Jack Boy. I got Lady Flames over Jack Boy. I got Charlie Clips over Yoshi. I got KCJ 3-0 body over Verb. I have. Hold on, Chung Lee. Hold on, beautiful. I have Vixen over Sue Surf. Which, like I said, the big homie. Prove me wrong, please. But I got Vixen over you until I see the battle. And then I got 2-1 either way between DNA and Official. And 2-1 either way between Geechee and Jazz the Rapper. Definitely tune in. I believe the event is in May. I believe Kings vs. Queens is in May this year. So I'll double check. But if not, then I'll just get it. I'll fix it when I do my recap. I'm definitely recapping this event for sure. For sure. So with that being said, let's see. Was there anything else I had to add? Other than that, yeah, I'm sorry about the recap for any given Sunday, too. The main event really just took me elsewhere. I felt bad that I really wanted to see the main event. Okay, I really wanted to see what Bendega had to say. But nonetheless, it is what it is. But I'm back. I'm definitely recapping Kings versus Queens. Definitely tune into the caffeine after tune in. This is B&B. It's yours truly. I'm signing out. Shout out to Luis Castro. Sorry you lost, buddy. Respectfully.